It is the capital of the so-called Islamic State, the heart of a caliphate that ISIS imagined would unite and rule the Muslim world. Now, much of the city of Raqqa has been destroyed by U.S.-backed forces trying to push the remnants of ISIS out. As many as 100,000 civilians are still trapped inside the city. Matthias Binkay coordinates Syria programs for the U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights, and he joins us now from Geneva. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
What can you tell us about the conditions inside Raqqa right now?
Well, essentially what we're concerned about in the context of the offensive that you just outlined is that we've seen quite a number of civilian casualties. In fact, from 1st of June until the 28th of June, we recorded 173 civilian casualties, and that's not by far covering everything.
Can people get out? Is there any way to flee at this point?
People can get out, but it's quite complicated. They have to bribe themselves way out of the city. The Islamic State has been preventing civilians from leaving. There are also reports of them using civilians as human shields in the context of the hostilities. So they're really, really trapped in between these warring parties. And that's our key concern in all of this.
What happens if we assume that the ISIS holdouts are kicked out because this battle is in its final stages? What happens to that city? What happens to the people who have already fled?
Well, that's a very good question. I mean, the important thing is, of course, that people who do want to return, that they can do so in safety and dignity. And it's not a given. The setup for how to govern Raqqa after the offensive is not really entirely clear, and who's actually going to be in charge and how that's going to work out. And obviously there again, you know, the concerns will be that the rights of people who are innocent essentially are being respected.
Does that mean the UN is concerned about the rights of civilians in Raqqa, even if U.S.-supported troops take over there?
There are some reports, quite worrying reports, about violations of abuses committed by the Syrian Democratic Forces, looting, abductions, arbitrary detentions, and also recruitment of children.
Is that a Kurdish-led group?
That is the Kurdish-led alliance, yes. And what we just hope is that everything will be done to ensure that the human rights of people in Raqqa will be respected. And the mere fact that some people have been living under ISIL dominance doesn't make them guilty or doesn't make them equal to having conducted the gruesome acts that ISIS has committed.
So this instability, this uncertainty about Raqqa's future is the microcosm of the larger uncertainty with what happens to Syria.
Indeed, and that's going to be an important part for Syrians across the country to, when there is finally an end to the war, and of course we should remember that there are more warring parties than the ones that we're focusing on in ISIL, Syrians will have to come to terms with a devastating legacy of death, destruction, and they will have to find ways to come together again.
Matthias Binkay is Syria Program Director for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. He joined us on the line from Geneva. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.